Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Great to have you. Thanks. I appreciate you stopping by, making it happen, getting it done. Lots going on, lots to get to, lots to talk about. We've got another big interview at the bottom of the hour. It's going to be Dr. Katie Kuhlman. Dr. Kuhlman talks with us about the Moscow Four. Are we calling them the Idaho Four? I'm not sure what we're calling them. The college students that were all killed. They were stabbed to death in the off-campus apartment that they were living in. And still we've gotten very little details other than one was killed even in a worse way, in a different way than the other three were. There were two other people who lived there who were not touched and didn't hear anything. They're eliminating people who are not suspects anymore, even though some think they should be suspect. The whole thing is very weird. We get the very latest, psychologically speaking, she's a clinical psychologist. How do we deal with this? How do people in that community deal with the fact that there's a killer still on the loose? They don't know who did it yet, and you've got a whole college filled with people. And, you know, a small community like that never faced something so horrible, a quadruple murder. It's crazy. So the latest on that, also the mindset of Border Patrol agents with all the illegal aliens coming across the border. You know, how do you deal with that? And also the Twitter files dropping. Turns out left is right, right is wrong, up is down, black is white. I mean, everything that you thought you knew about politics in this country is on its ear because Elon Musk bought Twitter and decided he would tell the truth and release the files on why they got rid of Donald Trump, why they did what they did. So stick around to the bottom of the hour for Katie Kuhlman. Always great information on a Tuesday.
It's Taco Tuesday.
Yes, it is. You know what I mean, Carrie?
No.
It is Taco to the Tuesday. Let's go.
Taco. I've got my tacos, my radio.
Taco.
A little salsa, I'm ready to go.
Taco.
No enchilada, no cheesy
nacho. Exactly
right. Taco Tuesday, the Joe Pags Show.
That could have been a good name for a puppy, Sam. Taco.
Yeah, no.
What? Come on. Every Tuesday will be his day.
No.
Come on.
Now me and Polo, we like the hot sauce.
Uh-huh.
Joe La Chorizo.
That's me.
Because he's the boss.
Bring it now.
Carrie Lucky.
Oh, okay.
That's stupid.
Better. That's better.
Sam. Come on,
be
man.
Be nice to the girl.
Be nice to the girl. Blah,
nice
blah, Carrie.
Sure.
Say, nah. I have to play Say Hi to Carrie again soon,
Tuesday.
I think.
Yes, please.
Come on.
Taco Tuesday on the Joe Pags Show.
Taco.
It's Taco Tuesday on the Joe Pags Show.
What is it again? Taco.
I'm eating tacos with Polo. Taco
Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
Taco
Tuesday.
You know it.
Taco Tuesday.
Taco.
Come on, Polo.
Taco.
My man. All right, so Carrie, you kissed up a little bit there, so maybe you can work a little bit longer today.
That.
We try to go for 5 hours today.
Again,
so
no,
much going on.
Can't do five.
So much to get to.
I'm so busy this evening. I just got so many other things to do.
What else you got going on? What do you got tonight?
Well, it's kind of personal, but yeah, it's really important.
Really?
Really important and really
it's so personal.
Personal.
You can't tell
I
me.
Can't.
We worked together almost 20 years. I can't know what you're doing tonight.
I can't tell
you're doing
me,
nothing. You're going to sit back and have a glass of wine is what you're going to do. All right, listen. You know, maybe I played the wrong Taco Tuesday song. I'm not sure.
No, all you right, didn't. Perfect one.
Sam, open the phone lines. I'm going to ask a question. Do you believe in climate change? Oh, man. You know what I mean? You know what I mean, Carrie? This is just it's a really horrible talk show question.
Okay.
Because now the phones could go nuts with people. Okay, let me make it more specific. Because, of course, the climate changes. That's obvious. That's why the left had to stop saying global warming. Because, a 0.1 of a degree warming does not harm human beings. It's good for us. In fact, we're 98.6 in our bodies. B, the climate, of course, changes. You can't just call it global warming because sometimes it goes down a little bit. C, the rivers didn't flood and the oceans didn't take over New York City and Manhattan and the polar ice cap didn't melt and whatever they were saying for all these years has been total bunk. But do you believe in climate change? Now, remember, you had AOC, your girl, AOC, do this stupid announcement, a year or two ago, that in 14 years we're all dead. Climate change is going to end the world. The planet will melt or something in 14 years. And, of course, that's not going to happen. Just like, what did Al Gore say? By 2014, the polar ice cap would be gone. It's not. You've got pictures that are historically very old that you compare to the tide level now, and they're almost exactly the same. So all of this, to me, is ginned up to get more power and control. And those who are in charge are using the most fossil fuels of anybody as they complain about us using fossil fuels. It doesn't make any sense. When you've got hundreds of private jets showing up at the World Economic Forum to complain about climate change, they're not really serious about a carbon footprint or about climate change. So it's a simple question. Do you believe that we somehow are forcing through our actions as humans a catastrophic change to our climate? Now, there is a faction of people out there, a large percentage in some communities, that really, really believe that you shouldn't procreate anymore, you shouldn't eat meat anymore, you shouldn't have a cow in your backyard, never drive another vehicle, everybody should be going on solar power or wind power or whatever. There are people who really, really believe this. I mean, people are getting themselves, having their tubes tied or getting vasectomies to make sure they don't make any more kids because the kids are causing too much carbon through their breathing and their farts. The dumbest thing of all of this, of course, is that, you know, green plants live on carbon dioxide. So the idea that carbon dioxide is somehow bad is stupid. But forget the facts. Let me just ask you, have you been beaten to a pulp to believe that climate change is real and we're the ones doing it? 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. The reason I ask is, Carrie, you sent me the story. I thought it was fake. I started laughing when I saw it.
Yeah, not fake.
Has she made a movie?
Is she starring
in the movie? This is her movie.
Well, it's a documentary. Yeah, she's in it. She plays a big part in it.
Please tell the people the good news about AOC and her movie.
From Fox News, New York Democratic Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's new climate change documentary debuted in movie theaters over the weekend, generating an abysmal $80 per theater. The new film, To the End, was filmed over 4 years and follows four young women, Cortez, activist Varshini Prakash, climate policy writer Rihanna Gunn-Wright, and political strategist Alexandra Rojas, as they attempt to pass sweeping climate change legislation in Congress. The film currently boasts an 88% fresh critic score on Rotten Tomatoes and does not yet have an audience score. Representative Ocasio-Cortez offers the best on-screen antidote to despair. She's funny. A canny political strategy, T.O. Bugbee of the New York Times wrote. To the End is set to ignite more Americans to take action. RogerEbert.com's Nick Allen wrote in his review. The documentary debuted on over 120 screens over the weekend, but garnered less than $10,000 across all theaters, coming in 33rd place overall for box office.
Okay, just so I'm clear, because I might have misheard you. It sounded like you said, is it $80 million they brought in?
No.
$80,000 per theater. That'd make more sense.
No, $80.
You don't mean like four $20 bills, do you?
Yes, $80 per theater.
Well, Carrie, isn't a movie ticket like $20?
It is, or pretty close to, yeah.
So they got four people per theater to watch the movie?
On average, yeah, I guess.
Stop it.
I didn't even know she was in a documentary that it was in movie theaters. But
and what was the review? She's funny? What now?
Let me see. It says, she's funny. It's a canny political strategy. She offers the best on-screen antidote to despair.
That's what I was thinking. If I'm in despair, let me get some more AOC in my life. Okay, so $80 per theater. That tells me that all the noise made about climate change or global warming, all the noise made about the seas rising and the hurricanes are worse and the tornadoes are this and that, all this stuff about we're never going to see snow again and all this other crap, most people don't believe it, because if you believed it, you'd at least spend $20 to go see it, wouldn't you?
Yeah,
I mean, I would think you would.
Yeah.
An average of four people per theater went to see this. Does it say how many theaters it was in?
I do not believe so.
Can you imagine that? I mean, well, you could take the 80,000 and divide it by $80, and I guess it's 1,000 theaters, right?
But what did you say? How much did it make? It debuted on over 120 screens over the weekend. And it was 33rd place. Box office. Wow.
Yeah, better than 34th, I guess. You know what I'm saying?
I guess,
holy mackerel. Can you? And again, this is indicative. If people believed in this, if people wanted to go and see more about this. If they were big believers in AOC, and we've got to stop the global warming or the climate change or the cow farts or whatever, you'd go and spend $20 and go in and have a night out. This is so positive, this news, because finally, I think Americans are showing with their pocketbooks they're not buying this global warming crap. And you've got to stop buying it. It just is that. Climate change and the fact that we somehow are adversely affecting the atmosphere is ridiculous. We've got cleaner air now, cleaner water now, cleaner food now than we've had in a very long time. Now, you want to talk to me about the manufacturing boom and when all that happened and we were going nuts in this country, becoming the superpower that we are? Yeah, were some companies polluting? Absolutely. Were they wrong in doing it? Yes, I 100% wrong. I want clean air, clean food. I want clean water for my family, for myself, and for everybody around us. But the idea that we somehow are suffering under some crazy scheme of global warming, climate change thing, it's just not happening. It's just not a fact. And it's not okay to keep on perpetrating this lie just to gain more power. When people like, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio and John Kerry stop flying around like they do in private jets, Al Gore is one of the worst polluters, and he has been forever. Remember, what was it, 10, 12, 15 years ago, Carrie, that we got the news that Al Gore was spending $20,000 a month on his electric bill at his house?
Yes, yeah, I do remember that.
The guy telling us all that we should never flush our toilets and we should probably, you know, just use solar power. If we run out of solar power, that's okay, just huddle up in the corner, you'll be fine. I mean, this is a guy, $20,000 a month he's spending on climate change, and for a long time, he was flying around in like a 1976 model private jet that was like 8 times the carbon footprint of a private jet today, and the private jet today is already the bigger carbon footprint. Whoever came up with the idea of carbon footprint can kiss my ass too. I just think they should all line up and kiss my ass. I want to see a lot of puckering up and a lot of ass kissing here when it comes to all these climate alarmists who are themselves the worst offenders of what it is they're saying that we're doing wrong. So I need your call. Very simple. You believe in this crap or not? 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Stay here.
Joe Pags.
To have you, the Joe Pag Show, about 10 minutes away from Dr. Katie Kuhlman, Dr. Catherine Kuhlman. She's going to talk about the Moscow 4, the Idaho 4. I'm not sure on Twitter it trends by different names, but the four college students that were killed in their sleep in their apartment, and there's still nobody in custody over it. Nobody's been charged about it. So we're going to talk about that and how people react in society knowing that there's a killer out there like that. Also the border and how Border Patrol is dealing with it. She actually just talked to a Border Patrol agent today, so we get into that as well. And we also talk about Twitter, turning the world upside down. We were force-fed this garbage that just wasn't true for years, and now the truth is coming out. We see the inside baseball of what was going on inside that organization because Elon Musk decided he would buy it. And you know, how do you deal with that? You know, what you thought was true is not. What you thought was not is. So we talk about that in about 10 minutes. Make sure you stick around for that. The bottom line is I saw a couple of videos today of people from our administration talking about how great the economy is going. That's a lie. It's not true. The economy's not going great. In fact, the Fed has printed nearly $9 trillion in the last year alone. It's a fact the dollar's losing value. So that's why I recommend that you diversify your portfolio with physical gold and silver. The only company I trust is Goldco. They earn a gold star in my book, and thousands of Americans have already taken them up on this great move. Goldco's placed over $1 billion in precious metals. So I'm here to ask you, can you continue to afford rising prices and the decline of the dollar? I urge you not to miss what could be the biggest gold and silver boom of our generation. That's why I want you to go to the website they made just for you, because you either watch my show or you listen to my program, goldco.com/pags. Goldco.com/pags. When you do, you're not only going to get the chance to protect your retirement savings with gold and silver. As one of my listeners, you could get $10,000 or more in free silver just for doing it. Don't miss out. Go to that website right now, goldco.com/pags, goldco.com/pags. Make it happen right now. Simple question. Do you believe in climate change? Greg, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, Joe?
Hey, man. Living a dream. What's happening?
Mr. Pags.
Thank you.
Hey, look, I'm not going to butter your butt, all right?
Okay,
I'm
just going to tell you. Please don't.
You were very full of it last night.
I guess. Great. Yes.
But the bottom line is, we just had a major winter storm here in February of last year.
Yeah.
Major. I mean, it was terrible.
Yes.
It shut down the whole city in Kyle for 2 weeks.
Yeah, we were shut down for 3 or 4 days here. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, it's unbelievable.
Well, Greg, that's the climate change. That's the climate change, Greg. You got to know that.
Oh, it's climate change. Yeah.
It changed. It got cold. That's right. Greg, thank you. I appreciate that. Please, Carrie, I don't want anybody buttering my buns today.
Yeah, I forgot about that. But yeah, Greg wasn't having any of that butter in your butt.
No. I didn't cause it. Guy was buttering my butt. I don't know.
I know. It's still really weird.
By the way, I did an Instagram short on that or a reel on that today. Go and stop by. Either, I think it might be on YouTube too. But make sure you go check out the short videos that I do. Instagram, and my handle is at Joe Talk Show. JoeTalkShow. Go and follow. We're almost at 70,000 now. Since the election, we've gained, I think, 50,000 followers or something like that. Because people are starting to really clue in on what it is that I'm doing with these short videos. I think there's a butter my butt one.
Mm.
And I think I actually wrote, have you ever had your butt buttered?
Dude, I don't think you're going to ask that question. What am I supposed to do?
I didn't say it. The guy brought it up.
I know, but that just doesn't sound right. It just doesn't. Mm-mm.
Just saying. No. Put it out there. Let me go back at it. Let me say hello to Mark, who's in Oklahoma. Mark, what's going on? Hi.
Hey, Joe.
Hey.
I got no butter, but I got parquet, if that's okay.
No, sir. Only butter only.
Okay. Anyway, this climate change crap is a crock, because I've been listening to this stuff since I was in grade school. I mean, I can remember seeing magazine covers that were talking about the Great Ice Age, and we're all going to freeze to death.
Yep. I think it was life.
I'm almost 61, and I still ain't gotten cold enough to freeze to death.
I think that was Life magazine in the early 1970s. The cover was the coming ice age. And now, because they want to be on board with all this climate change garbage, they're saying, oh, we just got that wrong back then. Well, who's to say you're not getting it wrong now?
Wrong now, exactly. And the thing is, if they can't predict, if they can predict out a month in advance and get it spot on every single day, then I might give them a little bit of credence. But it's like, you guys can't get it right 3 days in advance. What are you talking about?
No, you're right. The Saturday forecast is probably going to change tomorrow. You couldn't be more right. I mean, that's a great point. We've got meteorologists on television, on radio, all over the place. They're trying their best, but the weather is simply unpredictable. They're calling for this. If they knew it was going to rain, they'd say it's going to rain. But instead, what do we get? 30 to 40% chance. So what does that mean? If it rains, nailed it. If it doesn't rain, nailed it. You know what I mean? So I'm not denigrating anybody who does weather for a living, because a lot of you are very good. But as the best meteorologists and forecasters that we have still get it wrong a lot of the time, because they can't truly predict what acts of God are going to be happening. They can take a guess, and some are more educated in their guessing than others, but he's right. How are you going to tell me what's going to happen in 14 years or 12 years if you can't tell me what's going to happen Saturday? Mike, Minnesota, talk to me. Let's go.
Hey, Joe, I just wanted to echo the same thing. I'm about the same age as that last caller. In high school, back in the 70s, I looked at the front cover of Time magazine. It talked about the coming ice age, and I thought that was pretty interesting until they changed the narrative to global warming. And then all of a sudden it became climate change. Well, I will congratulate them. They finally got it right. The climate's only been changing since God created green earth. And I know who controls the climate and who controls the weather. And I am not going to listen to their fear-mongering anymore, because it's nonsense. And I think anybody who's been around and paid attention would come to the same conclusion if they're in their right mind.
You and I agree, Mike. You're absolutely right. It is not us who's deciding the weather. It's somebody a whole lot higher in power than us. At the end of the day, we also had predictions that by 2000, the year 2000, there would be no more fish in the sea. We'd run out of food. They've been scaremongering and fearmongering for all of time, and none of it is really about what they're saying. It's about controlling the thought process in those that aren't them. I'm somehow an authority. You must now listen to me. That means I have more power. You turn to me for answers. I now control your thoughts. I control your life. This has always been about power and control. We have to do all we can as humans to break away from that. When we come back, Dr. Catherine Kuhlman, a lot of really interesting topics. Keep it here. Coming back.
You're listening to Joe Pags.